From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 14th, 2017. This week, Midnight on the Water, a tune attributed to Texan Luke Thomason and performed here by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, introduces an exploration of midnight sounds at waters in Virginia. Have a listen while I play six short recordings, one at a time, from water locations visited near midnight over several nights last week. We start at Mountain Lake in Giles County, where right at midnight, owls, crows, and a songbird piped up. Next, at a public boat launch on the New River in Montgomery County, midnight wasn't too late for some boaters or for a great blue heron. On to Pandapus Pond in the Jefferson National Forest in Montgomery County, where rain was accompanied by green frogs and mosquitoes. Next, at the Virginia Tech Duck Pond in Blacksburg, about 100 ducks and geese were congregated and calling. Finally, to two spots on Clater Lake in Pulaski County. First, near a private dock, a bullfrog's call sounded faintly underneath insects chirping. And last, at Clater Lake State Park, the sounds of banging boat gear, katydids, and a nearly silent beach ended this series of midnight adventures. Thanks to several people who helped make these recordings possible. Thanks also to Timothy Seaman for this week's music. And we close with a few more seconds of Midnight on the Water. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.